Under the new law, drivers involved in an accident must stop to investigate what they hit. If they determine the accident caused injury, death, or damage, they have to provide information and assistance. The law is designed to prevent people who commit hit and runs from using the defense that they didn't know what they hit. Jeff Kennedy and his wife Colleen lost their son John in a hit-and-run accident. The driver left the scene, saying later he thought he drove into a trash can in the street.
One witness testified he was able to see John flying through the air, illuminated by the headlights of the F-150.
The new law also removes a requirement that a prosecutor prove the driver knew they hit a person. The law goes into effect tomorrow. The governor also signed a bill that bars local governments from banning certain containers, including plastic bags. Plastic bag bans haven't caught on in Wisconsin, but they've become more popular across the country. Proponents say the bans are good for the environment. Opponents say they're bad for business. In a similar vein, another new law prohibits local fire marshals from blocking the placement of natural Christmas trees in churches or the state capitol rotunda. Some small communities had previously banned natural Christmas trees in places where people assemble because of fire hazard concerns. The governor also signed a bill barring people from operating drones over state correctional institutions. In some states, drones have been used to deliver contraband items like drugs or pornography into prisons. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.